Let me speak to Niall Gibbons from Tourism Ireland. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Frank, and nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, great having you on the show, Niall. All those pictures that we've seen, some of them, of course, very poignant from the Republic, and indeed the pictures yesterday we were seeing here in Northern Ireland, they're watching those pictures, certainly all over the UK and further afield as well. That has an impact on tourism, doesn't it?
Well, it's been an amazing week, really. I mean, obviously, politics and reconciliation has been a big theme of the visit. But it has been good for tourism as well. It was an honour for us to be asked by Dominic Gilcott, the British ambassador in Dublin, to put on a craft showcase for the Prince and Duchess in Galway. That was terrific. It was a 20-minute walkthrough of some traditional Irish music and dancing and some people from the craft village in Spittal and also the Leenane Sheep and Wool Museum. And it was great because it drew in themes that we know that the Prince is certainly interested in. And the Duchess also turned up to a food showcase on the Wild Atlantic Way in Galway as well. And the Prince was down in the Burren in County Clare, which is very important from an ecological perspective and ecotourism, obviously, being a theme as well. And they will be visiting Mount Stuart this morning in County Down, which is, again, another gem in the tourism showcase, an 8 million refurb. So all in all, I mean, from a tourism perspective, this has been good news. It's something that probably wouldn't or couldn't have happened 15, 20 years ago. And it's an indication of how far we've come. And there's been a lot of good press, particularly in the UK. I mean, we were obviously monitoring the media in the first few hours of the visit. And, you know, to be able to get the 1 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news and the 9 or 10 o'clock news, not just on mainland channels like, you know, BBC, ITV, but also all the regional channels as well, Cornwall, Cambridge, Oxford. There was a huge amount of good news. And it's hard to get that at the best of times. It's generally bad news that sells. So it's great to have it for the right reasons.
Yeah, a perfect example is showing the Burren, those beautiful rocks and the Prince walking on them and listening to the guides explaining the formation and the fauna and whatever, and you sit in somewhere maybe like Kent and you say, gosh, where is that? You know, that's the Burren that I've heard about. Where is it? County Clare, you know, I must go to that. That's where seeds are sown.